In 1 Nephi chapter 10, what do you understand about it?
I understand that an angel came and it was like the angel that was like a slave.
Yep. Amy, can you stop that for just a second?
Oh, are you doing that?
Yeah. Read number 17. Hannah, can you read that?
And it came to pass that after I, Nephi, have heard all these words of my father concerning the things which he saw in a vision, and also the things which he spake by the power of the Holy Ghost, which power he received by faith on the Son of God. And the Son of God was the Messiah who should come. I, Nephi, was desirous to, and also I might see and hear and know of these things which, by the power of the Holy Ghost, which is the gift of God who unto all those who diligently seek him, as well in times of old as in the time that he should manifest himself unto the children.
So what does that tell you about the Holy Ghost?
It
means if you seek him, then you'll get an answer.
Well, it says that, and it says after he heard all the words of his father, he knew he spoke them and that they were true because of the Holy Ghost told him in his heart that they were true.
Yeah.
But then what did Nephi decide he wanted to do? He wanted to know too.
Yeah.
By the same power of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost, it's essentially a promise that through the power of the Holy Ghost, you can know the truth of the things which you hear. You can have your own experience, your own feeling in your heart that it's true. You don't have to just believe it because your mom and dad say it.
Yeah.
You can believe it for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to read the next one? Let's read the next one. What do you think about that second one?
So they saw the Lamb of God and the Holy Ghost.
What?
The Holy Ghost came down and he was in the form of a dove. And
so what event is that talking about?
It means they were showing him what would happen.
Right. So what did he see? What specifically did he see? He saw
the sick people and
he saw the mother of Jesus,
yeah,
Mary. He saw what else?
The Holy Ghost and a bunch of angels.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all those sick people that he healed.
And he saw the life of the Savior. Exactly. What the Savior would do. Do you know what year this was?
What?
This was hundreds of years before Jesus was born.
Whoa.
Like 600 years before.
And he told him that he would die on the cross.
So when somebody has a vision like that where they see something that will happen in the future, what is that?
They're psychic.
Well, it's called a prophecy. It's when they prophesy or they have a revelation. Not necessarily psychic, but that's a good way to think of it.
Yeah, but
a little bit different. A little bit different. What about the big building? What do we know about the large and spacious building?
We read up to 11. 10, 11.
What do we remember about the large and spacious building?
It fell down.
Yeah. And is that something that's going to happen in our day too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
The big building's going to fall down. It's going to be exceedingly great.
Okay. All right, we'll stop there.
See color and throw light.